Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. As you have probably seen on Instagram, Tanya is on a romantic getaway to the Hamptons with Robbie and Sunny and the children. So we had to bring in someone who could hold her own on Scrubbing In. Please welcome Joelle Fletcher.
You guys, I'm back!
She's back. I would see your stories of you doing the house stuff, and I'd be like, I don't know if I can ask her to do this. She's so busy. And I was like, you know what? She'll tell me no if she can't do it.
You know, it's been touch and go today, but I'm here to support, here to fill in some big shoes.
Yeah, I saw the beam, and I almost responded because you said shattered, and I was going to be like, you and the beam, but that didn't feel like the right time. So
too soon, Bex, too soon.
How are you? You're married since the last time we talked to you, I think.
Because, well, I mean, you and I talk almost every day.
Oh, but I meant on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
She's a married woman.
What's, like, have there been any changes, like, husband-wife life?
Honestly, we came home to such chaos that I feel like we just immediately jumped back into, like, just work mode. The honeymoon was amazing. The wedding was like literally, and I've told you this, Bex, like it was the funnest day of my life. So I feel good. I had a great wedding, had a great honeymoon, but now we're just like, he's doing football season. I'm trying to get this house done. And it's just, you know, back to normal.
Yeah.
same old.
But so basically like the changes really, because how long have y'all been together officially since the proposal?
6 years was our rehearsal dinner.
Okay, 6 years. I mean, yeah. So I imagine aside from like switching from saying wife and husband to from fiance, is there anything like you've noticed?
You know, Jordan and I talked about this for the most part since we've lived together. We've like our daily lives were intertwined since the day we got engaged. But I will say one thing that we both kind of felt was like just after the wedding day, you have this feeling. I mean, we had a feeling of security, but it's a very kind of different feeling of like, no matter what, like, this is my person. And you just kind of feel a little bit more. I don't want to say we didn't have that before, but you just do feel that difference. You feel that safety. You feel that, like, I don't know, just more of a stronger bond, I think. And it, nothing changed, but you just feel like, okay, we're 100% in this together forever, which is a cool feeling.
Well, I've always thought that there has to be something that shifts, like, even if it's so small, like, even if it's not this, like, huge thing, because everyone, like, most people do it, you know, like, most people make that move after they've been together for a long time. And it's like, obviously, you do all the things that a married couple does, like, you live together, you work together. But in my mind, I'm like, there has to be a something that changes when you switch over.
It's an unsaid thing. I can't even explain it. But it's like, I remember, like, there are moments where, like, after the wedding, we'd be like, do you feel any different? And it was just kind of like, just something feels different. Like, and I can't even tell you what that is, but yes, that would, that feeling, the unsaid feeling, definitely shifts things. But other than, like, daily life, I mean, nothing in daily life has changed. So,
yeah. Well, y'all went on, like, a, because y'all went on your honeymoon for like 2 weeks, and then you went on, you went to Europe for your brother Ben's wedding for how long was that? 2 weeks again?
2 weeks, two weeks. Yeah.
So y'all had a nice little extensive vacay after the wedding, because the wedding, leading up to the wedding, I feel like you were not someone, I posted like a question box, like questions for you. And a lot of people are like, bridezilla moment. And I was thinking, I don't think there was a single moment where I felt like you were stressed or bridezilla, like, not stressed, but like, obviously you had nerves and excitement, but
there
I never felt
moment that I can think of. Do you remember this?
The morning?
No. Oh. I was totally good. Like, I felt like for 2 years of planning, I was like so just chill. And for somebody who's kind of like a control freak when it comes to like aspects of like things coming together, I thought I was going to be worse, but I was so chill. But I remember there was one moment after we'd been getting ready, and you know, Becca, we had talked, like, we needed to all be on time. My biggest thing was like, I just didn't want to like keep people waiting. I didn't want to get off schedule because we had to be over with the wedding at 10 p.m. because of the noise ordinance. So I just wanted to make sure everything was like on time. And so a big part of that was making sure like I was done getting ready. You and the girls were done getting ready. And I remember like right before we were about to go out, I was already ready. They're putting on my veil and I was walking forward and Catherine just stepped on my veil and ripped it out of my hair. And I was like, are you had one job. As my maid of honor.
I couldn't even look her in the eye because I was like, I'm going to start laughing and this is not the time to laugh. Also, we were in the middle of trying to film a TikTok because I was like,
I was starting to sweat. It was like getting hotter in the room.
Yeah, but that's not bridezilla. I mean, that was just I would have reacted the exact same as you if someone stepped on my veil.
It wasn't bridezilla at all, but I literally looked at her. I was like, just one job. It was just one job. I was just joking with her. But that was the only moment that I felt myself feel like really like kind of anxious for a moment. And I was like, oh my God. But we got through it. We were good.
Yeah, that was like maybe a 10-second span of you feeling that way. So you really got through it quick.
I feel good about the bounce back.
Yeah, the bounce back was quick. I mean, it went from just like the death stare to Catherine, and then we were back in action. So it was short-lived.
You're good.
People are asking, like, did you have anything? Because I agree. It was, like, one of the most fun weekends. I would love to go back and relive that weekend. It was so much fun. I don't know that I say that about many weddings that I've been a part of, just because sometimes there is a lot of stress involved, but it was just fun. Like, your wedding planners killed it. You didn't have, I don't even think, I think that's why you were able to relax, because they handled everything.
Yeah. Like, honestly, and I'm the same way. I was nervous because, like, I remember in college, like, when Catherine and I were in college together, we tried to throw a party at our house in college, and I could not enjoy that party. Anytime they went to a party, I was so stressed. I was like, the rugs were getting stained. The windows are breaking. There's like, I was so panicked the whole time. Everyone's having fun and I'm just like stressed. So I was like, I don't want that to be on my wedding. And like, I feel like that's kind of sometimes a common feeling. Like, you're just worried that everything is going to go right. I had so much fun. Did not care if the seats weren't right. Didn't care if whatever didn't show up. I was just like, I have my best friends, my family. We've waited 2 years to do this and we're finally doing it. And I couldn't even tell you if something was wrong. Apparently our shuttle didn't show up on time. Had no clue. Didn't really bother me when I did find out. So yeah, I was shocked. It was the greatest day of my life.
You're like, oh, sounds like y'all's problem. Sorry about that.
I'm busy. I'm good.
I'm busy. I do. There was a memory that, I mean, there's a bunch of memories that stick out. Well, first of all, I will never forget when, because the whole lead up to the wedding, Jordan was like, I don't know if I'm going to cry. Like, I feel like there's so much pressure for the groom to cry when he sees the bride. And he was all, I don't know if I'm going to cry. I don't think so. And then y'all did the first look and you came back and you're like, Jordan cried. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. So in my mind, I was like, okay, he already saw her. Maybe he actually won't cry when she comes walking down the wedding or the aisle. I was like eyes locked on him for the first few seconds. He immediately, his eyes got watery. And I was like, oh no, I was not ready for this. Cause that's what makes me cry. I know. It was so sweet.
That makes me emotional because in our relationship, like I'm the one, and I'm not a very sensitive person. Like, I feel like for the most part, I mean, you're one of my best friends. You can tell me, but compared to like a lot of people, I don't feel very sensitive. Yeah. Obviously I cry and I have emotions. Mm-hmm. But like in our relationship though, I am by far the more emotional one. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I know I'm going to be sobbing on my wedding day. Like there's no question. And it was like a running joke for 2 years. Like Jordan was going to cry on our wedding day. And the roles were reversed. Like I came down on our first look and he's like tearing up and I'm like laughing. And I don't know if I'm like, just like nervous or like in shock that he's crying. But I was like,
it's called crisis laughter, Joelle.
It was so weird. So it was very sweet. I couldn't believe that he was getting emotional.
It was really, really sweet. And then the other moment that it really sticks out that really got me was your dad's speech. It was like,
woof.
I was not prepared for it.
I was sobbing during that. I don't know if you guys could see that, but I was like ugly crying during most of that dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, during the dance?
With my dad.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell you were crying, but when he gave a speech, I was like, whoa, we were not ready. Do you have any, like, if people are getting married or planning a wedding, like, did you have anything that you did or didn't do that you wish you had done or that you wish you didn't do?
Well, one thing that we made sure of last minute that we didn't have in our original plan is when we had guests arriving, we weren't going to serve any cocktails until cocktail hour. And it was kind of like a last minute decision. I thought it was a great decision to make sure we had like wine or something cocktail wise for when guests did arrive. I just felt like it gives some people something to do before the ceremony actually starts, because it was a good ceremony. Then you go to cocktail hour, then you go into the wedding. And I just felt like if people are arriving, a lot of people sometimes get there early because they just want to be safe. I didn't want people standing around for an hour, not having a cocktail to mingle with. So that was a last minute decision we made. But otherwise, I honestly had the best wedding planner. My only piece of advice, because I didn't have to stress about anything. Everything was like kind of done and executed so well. And the only reason that happened is because of the wedding planner. Mm-hmm. So even if you are the most detail oriented, perfect, like party planner person, if it's your day, I 1000% recommend still getting a wedding planner, because I think it's worth the money. It's worth not having to think and stress about things. Like it just makes a world of a difference. So
there was something else that y'all did. And I've questioned if I made this up in my head. Did y'all cut the cake privately or like by yourselves?
So we did a cake cutting privately. Yes. Cause we decided that we weren't going to serve that cake. We were going to have the cake for Jordan and I and do a cake cutting ourselves, but we were going to serve dessert made by our chef.
Got it. Because I personally always feel like it's a weird moment when they like make everyone come over and watch the cake cutting. So in my mind, I was like, I appreciate that they didn't make that a thing at their wedding.
Yeah. So that was the reason why we were like, this doesn't need to be a whole thing. We have like speeches we want to get through. We want to get straight to the party. So like, let's not prolong like the party, I guess. So yeah, quick, easy. Got a few photos, tried the cake and mash on.
Great. That's all we needed was a good photo, maybe a video clip of it. That's all just we needed.
Efficiency was top of mind.
I mean, that's the most JoJo quality I've ever heard. Efficiency at her wedding. And then one other thing about the wedding. So JoJo and I, like at one point in the night, we were like, we got to do a conga line. And so we started and we feel like everyone has joined. Like at one point, I
biggest went, conga line I've ever been a part of.
Like they've never seen a bigger conga line. And I at one point like rolled my ankle and I was like, I got to keep going. Like I felt it happen, but I was like, I got to keep going because there's too many people behind me for me to dip out. So all night I was like, that was the most epic moment. We started it.
Can we just also talk about the fact that we started this conga line and we picked up Jordan, who was like smoking a cigar. Yeah. And it was such an epic moment because he had this cigar in his mouth. He like jumped into the conga line. And I was like, this is the moment. This is the moment that's going to go down in history.
And Haley's behind me. Tanya's behind. Like, it was like, we did it. Like, in our minds, we did it.
And then we got footage of the conga line and we were about 11 people deep.
Okay. Before the footage, we're recapping it the next day, Haley and I. And she goes, there weren't that many people. And I was like, yeah, there were. It was like basically the whole party was on that line. And she's like, no, there was maybe 10 people. So then I'm telling JoJo and Jordan chimes in and goes, yeah, like I don't think there was that many people. So JoJo and I are devastated and we're like, there's no way. And then we did.
I think, to be fair, there was maybe like 15.
I think actually there was exactly 15 people.
Also, somehow in the night, could have been the conga line. I think I broke my foot. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think that picture is all bruised. I had no clue. What happened to me?
And that's the power of a good cocktail and a good time.
That's right. We did it right.
I do feel like when people are asking like any regrets, I'm like, she hasn't said anything. So I don't know if there's an answer to that question, but I did feel like the main advice is like getting a wedding planner, a good one.
Yeah, we did have a hiccup. Well, it was just with our DJ. I don't know if anyone remembers. And again, I didn't really care in the moment, but he like, I literally sent the DJ a full blown like playlist. Like he really didn't have to do anything besides set up the equipment and like MC, right?
Yeah. That's yeah.
I don't know who they brought in for my wedding, but he had no clue how to set up anything. Like couldn't get like the Wi-Fi. And I'm like, we're day of here. We didn't test the equipment. So that was a little blip, but my wedding planner stepped in and she was like, I'm DJing now. She got in there. I don't know what she did, but she got it working. So
she handled it. She handled it. Things.
She did. But yeah, that didn't have any regrets.
Yeah, it was really fun. We should do like a yearly like party to celebrate your anniversary.
Well, I was thinking this, like, you know, weddings are very expensive.
Right.
I mean, the way we did it was expensive, but you know what? It was worth it to us. But yeah. If like a couple of us all like every year, so like, we're just going to have a party. We're all going to chip in and we're just going to have like where we get dressed up and we have a bar and we just have a really fun like celebration of friends. It would be so fun.
I am in full support of that. Jackson. How's the house going? A lot of people asked, and I didn't want to stress you out, but I do think because you're talking about it, it's important to ask. What's like, I don't think people realize that you and Jordan are literally like on the property working. Like, just hiring. I mean, obviously, you have people doing specific jobs that you can't do, but like, y'all are very involved in the process.
Yes. So in 2020, we came to Puerto Rico. My brothers, their families, they've all lived here. We always would vacation here. We loved it. We ended up finding this house that was like for sale. And at the time, like the market was really good to buy. So we bought and we're like, we're going to remodel this house. And this is going to be our home here. That was in 2020. We are August 22nd, 2022. It's been 2 years. And we, I think we still have a lot to go. Just when they say island time, it's island time. Everything is harder logistically, materials, just getting people to show up has been difficult. Mm-hmm. But I have heard that it's kind of the way that the world has been for like the last 2 years. So mm-hmm. we're not the only ones. There's so many bigger problems in the world. And that's the only thing that's kind of kept me okay is like trying to put things into perspective. But we've had, I mean, I've done this 20 times. I've remodeled so many different homes. And this by far has tested me more than anything in my life.
Yeah, I've never seen, I mean, some of the things that you've posted, I'm like, I've never seen this version of you because you're, I have to brag on you. Like I'll text JoJo and it'll be like, just a dumb, like I'm struggling with blah, blah, blah. It'll be something very dumb. She'll be like, you know what? We just have to be so grateful. Like there's so many problems. And I'm always like, thank you. Like I needed that perspective shift. So when I've seen you have a moment, I'm like, it's dark over there.
Well, and you know what's funny? And I feel like there's like a balance that I struggle with on Instagram and social media of trying to be true to how I'm feeling and sharing those moments while also not trying to be negative and like complain. And mm-hmm. so I kind of struggle with that because I've had a lot of moments that I haven't shared where I've been really just kind of down. And there's been a lot of hardships that have come along with this project financially, everything, you know, mm-hmm. And so when I started to share the struggles, obviously there's people that are like, you know, get a grip on reality. This is whatever. And I get that. Like, mm-hmm. I get that. So I'm careful with it. But I also do think that it's important to, I mean, make it known that not every day is perfect because every day I try to be positive and to share that perspective. But not every day is great. But the great thing about that is there's always tomorrow. And I always try to check myself when things get tough. And you and I do this with each other. Like mm-hmm. if we're stressed, if we're having a hard time, it's like, you know what? Stay grateful. We are so blessed. We are so lucky. We have healthy family, friends, a wonderful, you know, support system. Mm-hmm. So I think just learning to look at the positive when positives, whatever that is, it doesn't have to be in that situation. Just the positives in life, honestly, is what's kept me like, yeah. feeling okay and good. And it's just hard to train your mind, but I've definitely been trying to do that more. So I don't know, but yes, it's been a struggle.
I struggle sometimes with that, like with the, cause I always am so hesitant to share anything. I'm the same way. Like I don't ever want to complain because I really don't have anything to complain about. But when there is something that I'm struggling with or I'm feeling a certain way, I don't think me having a struggle or like vocalizing that struggle dismisses the greater struggles going on in the world. It's just like, this is what I'm going through. Maybe someone can relate to it. But I always hate that expectation of like the people who message you and they're like, get a grip. It's like, obviously, you know that you're blessed. You know that you have a lot. You, in the grand scheme of things, sure. Yeah. Like, it's going to be fine. But I hate the like, it could be worse somewhere. It can always be worse. Like, we're always going to be like, it could be worse than what's going on. So.
So true.
It is a delicate balance. I'm just laughing because some of these questions are funny. Someone said, oh, do you remember when you first found out about Haley, me and Haley?
Yes, I remember exactly when I found out.
Okay, wait, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero. My shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. Rakuten is a rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything that they buy.
Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, pets, and more.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores like Macy's, Best Buy, Petco, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer.
Rakuten is the easiest and smartest way to find the best deals and savings. And every time I visit Rakuten.com, I'm always shocked by the thousands of brands that are featured.
Me too. Did you know that Ticketmaster is one of those brands? So next time you're trying to see your favorite artist live, you can earn cash back when buying tickets with Rakuten.
And the best part, membership is free and it's easy to sign up.
Plus, cashback rates change daily, so you can keep checking to find the best deal.
The stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You can get paid via check or PayPal quarterly.
Rakuten has 17 million members who are already saving, and their members have earned over $4.6 billion in cashback.
Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cashback really adds up.
Okay, we're back. So JoJo says she thinks she remembers when she first found out about Haley.
Yeah, I do. I remember I was in the kitchen of the first home that Jordan and I ever moved into together in Dallas. And you called me. And I think all you said was, I made out with a girl.
Yeah, I kept it short and sweet.
There was no context to that. There was just so, I made out with a girl last night or whenever. I think it was like the night before or that week, something like that. Do you remember when?
I want to say I texted you probably either the day after or like it was after. Yeah, I mean, I called you. Sorry. Yeah. I called you like a couple of days or a day after or something.
I was like, back up. Like, we need a little bit of context here. I was like, this is like we're having a fun night out. You made out with the chick or this is like, like I need some context. I totally remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you were like, what? And then I was like,
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, because this was also right after you had gone on a date with somebody that we, I mean, right? It was in the same time.
Yeah, right around, I've never talked about it. I went on a date with, a guy.
I went on a date with a guy that's very well known. that we both always thought was like cute. Anyways, it was kind of a big moment. So then you hit me with the second big thing, which was then you made out with this girl. And I'm like, we need a check in. Like, where are we at in life? What's happening?
Where are we at in life? Yeah. And then I think I sent you a video of Haley dancing and you were like, I get it.
I thought she was so swaggy.
Yeah, I know.
And I remember watching that video over and over and over again. I was like,
me too. I was like mesmerized. I will say, like, everyone's always like, what were your friends' reactions? Like, from that moment, you never were like, what are you doing? I will say none of my friends really did that, but it was just like, cool. Like, can't wait to meet her.
The thing about you, Becca, and like, I love you so much. And like, all I want for you in your life was to be happy and to find somebody. And like, we went through the journey of The Bachelor together. Like, we're a big part of the beginning of our relationship was trying to find that person, trying to find love, and I know you struggled with like, you had dated, but like, I always knew that there was something always missing for you. And so I remember when I heard this and the way that you kind of talked about it, it immediately felt a little different to me. Mm-hmm. Obviously we didn't know where it was going to lead, but like, I was just excited that you were excited about somebody, because it takes you a lot to be super excited about a relationship. And you were very excited.
Yeah, I know. It was different. I mean, that was, I think everyone knew it was different. But yeah, I've been like having a really hard time with Haley being gone. So I'm like overly emotional. So I can't talk about it too much because I'll cry. But I've always been just so grateful for your reaction and the way you talk about Haley. And also, one of my favorite things is how much Jordan and Haley love each other.
So happy.
They're like buds. And like at the wedding, Haley, and obviously I know you and Haley love each other. Like, Haley loves you.
I know she asks about Jordan a lot. And I'm like, I'm here.
She was just like, wow. Well, she's always like, JoJo's so beautiful and she's so kind. But she's at the wedding, she's like, Jordan's outfits. She like kept going up to Jordan and be like, I love your outfit.
Oh, I love it. They're each other's hype girls.
Yeah.
Hype fans.
Hype men.
Hype men.
Hype bros. So yeah, I was curious because since Haley's gone right now, I feel like Jordan goes out of like, once football season starts, he's out of town every weekend or something.
Every week, yeah. So he starts in 2 weeks.
Do you ever get like?
No, next week. Yeah.
Do you struggle? Like, I guess it's short increments of time, so it's like he's gone and then he's back pretty soon. So it's not.
When we first got together, like, I struggled with it. It was like, I was like, how are we supposed to like figure out this relationship? And again, our first year, like, it was like a roller coaster of emotions. And so, but I remember the first year, it was a really big struggle for me. Cause I was like, how can we continue to like further this relationship and understand each other and get to know each other and work through problems or issues that we're having if like you're gone every weekend and that's a big chunk. It's like, I like really overthought it. And then I had to realize, like, this is his career. Like, this is his life, his livelihood. And I'm supposed to be that support system. Like, you can't have your significant other or your partner create more stress by just being, like, that's how I looked at it. Like, I'm supposed to be supportive of him. I'm supposed to make sure that when he's on the road, like, he's like, I got my wife at home or my girlfriend or whoever I am at the time, fiance at the time.
Whoever she is.
At home, supporting me, encouraging me to, like, go chase my dream. And so after that first year and understanding and like kind of training, like, this is what am I doing? Me complaining about this all the time is like only hurting him and it's hurting our relationship. But it was really hard in the beginning. And now it's kind of like, it's our rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, 6 months of the year, we're together 24/7, work together, live together, do everything together. So this is just, and he's only gone for like Thursday to Sunday usually.
Yeah.
But Haley's situation is different.
Yeah, but it is different. However, I did need that. I needed that shift right there. I think what happened is like,
when we first met, she went on tour. So like that was all we knew in the beginning was like her being gone. And it was, I mean, it was hard because we were like falling in love and also like not physically together. And then we had like the pandemic in these couple years where it's been like 24/7 time together. And now we're, you know, she's gone again. And I thought it would be easier because I'm like, we've done this before, but I am having like a really hard time and she's navigating it like way better than I am. Of course, I'm the one who's like at home alone, but.
Yeah. I think the pandemic probably did that to a lot of people because people got so used to being with each other every single day. And you hear about how the pandemic either like strengthened relationships or broke them. Mm-hmm. And so people got so comfortable being with each other every single day. And that's why though, like when the pandemic happened, like it wasn't really different for Jordan and I, because on off season, we were like that every single day anyway, for half the year. But I do think the biggest thing is like is just making sure you're that support system, because obviously like Haley's missing you just as much as you are.
Right.
But like you said, you're home, you're alone, she's busy.
Yeah.
So just making sure, and I do this for Jordan, try to, is like, you know what? I can be sad, I can miss them, but like make sure that they know that like you're proud of them, that you're excited for them so that they can go on and like do what they do. So
I needed that. I'm going to pass that along to Haley and say, JoJo gave me a perspective shift. I also know I'm seeing her this week, so I think I'm on like an upward trajectory where I've been downward lately, but that makes
sense. Can I tell you, to be honest, when I would, in the very beginning, when I would like cry and be upset and be like, well, you're always gone, I'm not going to see you this weekend, I could see the toll it was starting to take on somebody who was really trying to chase their dream. And like, I realized like that was not going to be good for our relationship in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause it's obviously they're doing their best. I'm doing my best. I'm just not doing a great job at doing my best. I'm doing my best, but I'm not doing the best. And,
but 8 weeks, she's gone for 8 weeks, right?
Yeah. She's back September 20 something.
But you're seeing her just once throughout?
No. So I'll see her a lot. So now this was the longest stretch, the first like a little over 2 weeks. And then I'm going to see her like basically every week after this. So I mean, I could see you too. Is it going to be your first time seeing her perform?
Perform, yeah.
Wow.
I'm literally just flying in.
I know. You're the best.
Coming in and out.
It's going to be a good time. Okay, someone said, what's a song that immediately makes you think of me? I have so many.
I have so many. I feel like Lainey is a big one. Like a lot of Lainey songs, I think, do that for me.
The one I have two that I think of. I think of Stitches because
we listened to
that nonstop when we were on The Bachelor. I stuck my phone in. Like JoJo and I think you used my phone one time to email your dad.
You have a phone or was it just an iPod? I can't remember.
It was a phone, but it didn't have cell service. It was like an old phone, so I could only use it if I had Wi-Fi, but I would listen to the producers.
Well, I remember we were on a plane ride going somewhere and I sat next to the plane and we were listening to T-Swift and was it Wildest Dreams or what was it that we were? There was some Taylor Swift song that I remember we were listening to. It was late at night. We were all flying. I don't remember what it was.
It was probably 1989, something from that album because
it's
obsessed.
But I think more. I don't know.
So Stitches, and then the other one was, it reminds me of you and Tanya, the Alessia Cara song, Yours.
Oh, we in Hawaii. Was it in Hawaii? We were all
That was, I want you to ruin my life. You to ruin my life. Yeah, that one too. Yeah.
If I listen to him, I'll be like, oh, Becca.
I know. We have a lot of those. And then people also are curious. I feel like you've talked about this, but what happened to CashPad? A lot of people were like, I love CashPad. What happened?
First off, do I look topless right now?
Kinda, but you can see the one strap. So,
I'm not. You guys, CashPad, can I tell you, it was the funnest, most amazing thing that Jordan and I ever got to do together. The show was incredible. I think what happened is that CNBC just, they didn't pick it up for another season. They were going to try and do this whole like reality They picked up a bunch of different shows. They wanted to start breaking into the reality TV space because CNBC was just known for like the stock market business. They were trying to broaden their audience. And so before Cash Pot even aired, they had basically cut all the other shows that they made except for Cash Pot. And Cash Pot actually did really well. Like our ratings were not like obviously the best they had, but they were definitely competitive. They just decided that they weren't going to do this like Real Estate Thursday or whatever thing they were trying to do. So ever since that hasn't been picked up, I've been like so sad. And I'm just like, I hope at some point I get the chance to do this for some other, like for anyone really. Like we do it, but it was so fun to be able to do it, to film it, to show it. And the stuff we did, I thought was so cool. So long story short, they just asked us.
But what we're saying is we are manifesting another company to pick it up. Because y'all loved it. What I'm saying is it was never y'all's decision not to do it. It was network.
No, and I just think it was the wrong network. Mm-hmm. Like, unfortunately, we were trying to target an audience that hadn't been in that space before. We were definitely like a younger demographic. We were trying to get into the reality, that sort of home flipping space. And they had other shows that they had slated, like kind of like a $1 million listing, but for their, and those didn't even air. So Cash Pot was the only one that aired. And yeah, it's just sometimes just how the cookie crumbles, I think, with TV these days.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could. I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I
ever knew I needed until I started doing it. And I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality, there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's how
much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Do y'all have, this was another question, and I, you know, you and I have talked about this. Are y'all talking about babies yet?
No.
This house is the baby as of now.
I came home the other night after a long day at the house, and I remember Jordan and I were like sitting on the floor, just like in silence, just like not saying anything. And I just looked at him and I said, if I had to come home and take care of a human life, I'd be in a dark place. I don't have it in me. That's how I felt in that moment. And I don't know. It's tough. It's tough because I lost my birth control. And I was like, I guess it's time.
Oh God.
And then I got back on it yesterday.
Well, so we can revisit this conversation once the house is done and you're settled and there's
What it is. What it is. Like, I think that we're just kind of waiting for that moment where we like wake up and we both, and that's what's going to, it's going to be. It's not like we're waiting really on anything. We just want to make sure we're both like, we wake up one morning, you're like, it's time. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think either of us are there yet. Like, he likes to joke and pretend like he's 100% ready, but I'm like, you're lying.
I totally get it. We did a full episode where I talked about, we had just watched Haley's niece, and I was just like, I don't know if this is my future, but I love babysitting. Like, I watched Emma's baby like multiple times the past couple of weeks because
there's like, she's so cute, by the way.
Oh, she's so cute.
There's no question that we want kids. Like, we both are very excited to have kids.
Right.
Kind of figuring out like, when do we want to start that journey? And it's just hard to know because I don't know if I'm going to be the type of person that struggles getting pregnant and have to go through that sort of pregnancy journey, if it's going to be easy for me. Like, you just don't know. So like, if I could look into a little glass ball and say, wow, I'm going to start this, and then by then I'm going to have the baby. And then like, cause that's kind of how my mind thinks. I try to like, I don't want to say plan it out, but like, I like to think through like, okay, well, how old am I? I'll be 32 in November. That's what I start thinking about. Like, I'm like, if I know if I want multiple kids and I don't want to have them back to back, like how I can space this out. So I think in the near future, Becca, I don't think it'll be like 5 years, but I think we're just waiting for that moment to like happen for us to be excited to start trying.
Yeah. I mean, there's been y'all have done there's been so much going on in your life. It's not like you've had this like lull where you could even think about that.
I thought I would right have now. A baby by now, which is so crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Jojo, I thought I'd be married to a man with two kids by 25. So joke's on all of us, I guess. But I, you know, things sometimes go in a different direction. And
things are going to happen how they're supposed to.
I agree. But I also think we both, I mean, we were raised in a very similar culture and homes. Like, there is like a pressure that you're supposed to have certain things accomplished by a certain age. But then there's also science and the fact that getting older does, like, you do have to take these things into consideration.
You know what's like the biggest thing I think for me that makes me want to do it, I think a little sooner than maybe I'm like ready for, is like I look at how amazing of grandparents my mom and dad are, mm-hmm. and how active they are with my niece and my nephew. And they still have this youth to them where they can run around and go to the trampoline park. And I just think like, man, I really want that for my kids. Like I want all of my kids to be able to have grandma and grandpa be big parts of their life, because I didn't get that. Like my grandparents passed away when I was pretty young. Mm-hmm. So I never had that like strong, like pull to my grandparents, the way I see Maverick have it with my mom. Like my mom is Maverick's favorite person on this planet. And I'm like, that seems so special to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I think that's very normal to think this.
I think about their age more than I think about my age, obviously. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you're like, I don't worry about myself, but
people are getting pregnant at all ages now. Like, I don't really, like, that doesn't scare me as much. Mm-hmm. But again, like, I don't know what that journey is going to be like for me. So,
right. Well, like you said, I mean, everything happens in the time that it's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
And that's something you can rest your head easy on.
That's right.
What's next career wise?
Oh,
do you want to do a lot of people are like, I loved Fletch. What happened to Fletch? And I mean, everything
manifesting.
What are we manifesting? A clothing line?
Well, no, Fletch was a huge success. And unfortunately, it was a situation with our business partners where that relationship was ended sour and there was some stuff going on that I didn't know about. And so that was like one of those things that was completely out of my control. Mm-hmm. And it's been like a really hard thing to try and pick back up and do totally on my own. But I mean, my focus, you know, it's always been like the house stuff. Like I feel like since I was doing the remodeling stuff before I ever went on the show and like continuing with that, I'm working on a home decor line, which has been like 2 years in the making, which is so fun for me.
Is that your own?
Yeah.
I didn't know. You didn't tell me anything. Yeah. You just told me you were coming to shoot photos. No, you told me you're I didn't know you were doing a whole thing on your own.
Well, it's this is the first time I've talked about it. So here we go.
A scrubbing in exclusive. You've heard it here first. Are you allowed to say the name of it yet?
It's just it's just Jojo Fletcher Home and it'll be sold in retail stores. So it's mostly retail focusing on home goods, the store. We're still working through all the stuff, but we just launched in Canada at HomeSense. Yeah. So I'm supposed to do a story on my Instagram, but now that we're talking about it,
We'll save this clip for you and then you can post it on your story and that. There you go.
You know, it's something I've been working on for a while that I'm really excited about. I think just having something of my own, like I remember with Fletch, like I was so proud because I was so involved and invested in the creation of that line. And I saw just how much people loved it. So when that didn't continue, I was so heartbroken about it. Mm-hmm. So I just shifted my focus to like, what's something that I love and do in my daily life that I can pour this energy into. And obviously the home stuff was like a baby for me. It's like something that I love to do. So that is what I've been working on. And then just manifesting, keeping these shows going. Cause I got to tell you, like one thing Jordan and I really love doing together is hosting shows together. Yeah. I love hosting. I don't know why. I just love it so much. So
y'all are so, it's okay. Here's the thing. Good hosts make it look easy to host. But just for all of you listening out there, it is not easy to naturally host something. And like, you can tell when someone's not comfortable doing it. Like, if you want to see an example,
I remember the first show I ever did. It's like not a comfortable thing to do for the first time. Like, I was so nervous.
Yeah, but you've always been natural at it. And then you and Jordan are both so good together, which really works out for both of you. You know, y'all are just like Barbie and Ken. Y'all are good.
It's just honestly, it's something that we love doing together. Like when we filmed the Big D, just all the shows we've done together, but it was just like, you know what? We're both really hard workers and we had thousands of lines and stuff that we had to know. And we would stay up all night making sure we never had to resort back to our cards or to prompts. And it was just one of those things where like we were exhausted. We had been studying all these lines. And a lot of the times you don't get your scripts and stuff till like hours before, sometimes like minutes before. But at the end of it, we were like, you know what? Like, this is actually something that we really love doing together. We have so much fun doing it. And then I think just being a part of like production is really cool for us. Mm-hmm. Like, we like being on the other side of it and kind of seeing how it all goes down. And I don't know, it's just really cool. We really love it.
So truthfully, this is what could happen. This is what we're putting out there. JoJo and Jordan create, produce, direct their own show that they star in, flipping homes while they're wearing JoJo's clothing line and using her home decor.
Let's just manifest it all.
That was me doing that for you.
Thank you.
What's the decor? Like, what is it, like pillow? What is it?
So we're starting, I mean, with the last couple of years, we've talked about it just with like shipping, logistics, manufacturing, material. That's been like tough. And that's why this has taken so long, because we had a full line sheet of these products that ranged from like small tabletop accessories and decor to bigger, but smaller furniture for like think side tables or ottomans or benches. And just with how difficult everything has been the last couple of years, materials have been so difficult. So we're starting to just like roll out as we come now. So right now we have a lot of like organizational pieces. We have amazing baskets. Like, I'm a big basket lover. So baskets, pillows, we have some art. And then a lot of cute, just like tabletop decor. And we're getting into other things. Like every week we have a meeting of designing and putting things up on our vision board. And so it's just kind of a ongoing collaboration.
Will you send me the line sheet so I can see the benches? I need a bench for the end of my bed. I'm having a really hard time.
I saw that.
Will you just come to, like, all I need is for you to come and like look at my space and be like, order this, this, and this. Help me.
I can do that for you.
I know you have no free time, but like, I need help.
Someone tried to hire me the other day to decorate their home. And it's a friend of mine here. And I was like, no. I love you, but the answer is no.
Okay. What if I just say I need.
No, I can help you. I'm just kidding. This is a whole house she was asking me.
Okay. Yeah. I just need a few things here and there.
Your house looks great, but yes, let's do it.
No, I'm bored. I want to redo everything.
Let's do it, sis.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero. My shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have emails where we give the best advice we can give to people who need it. So this first one is from Anonymous. And she said, or I don't know if it's a she. They say, should I reach out to my childhood best friend, although she told me the week of my wedding she wasn't coming? She was a bridesmaid. We haven't spoken for months. Some background. We have been best friends since we were 12. I am 32 now. 3 years ago, my best friend lost her boyfriend unexpectedly to a heart disorder no one knew about. She was distraught as expected. I tried to be there for her as much as possible, but I was pregnant with my third and in my online master's program. Mind you, this was all happening while in the pandemic. She slowly started pushing me away. She didn't come to my gender reveal, my baby shower, and never met my baby girl. She is 1.5 now. I tried to reach out so many times, but she always canceled our plans. She also didn't make it to my bachelorette party or bridesmaid dinner I hosted. She bought her dress and RSVP'd. About 3 months before my wedding, she moved into her sister's house to be closer to work. Soon after she moved, she told me her sister's husband was sick and immunocompromised. She never said anything about not attending my wedding until the week of. She said she didn't want to put him at risk and would not come at all, not even to the ceremony. Mind you, she had been in Vegas the week before. I could not handle it and told her this would really affect our friendship and that I was hurt. What should I do? Help, please.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, do I go first here?
The floor is yours.
I don't really know, because it seems like she's been trying. I think it's a she. I don't know. Is her name Anonymous? It seems like Anonymous has tried for a while to bridge that gap in their friendship. Mm-hmm. And there's only so much you can do, I think, mm-hmm. to make things better. It definitely takes both people. But I also, on the other hand, do believe that she might be going through something that's obviously really hurting her. It's affecting her in a way. So my advice would be, if your heart is still pulling you to try and like mend this friendship, and if you're asking, should you do it again? I'm the type of person that, like, if my heart's telling me to do something, I'll do it. But I also am a firm believer that, like, there's only so much you can do, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Bex, what do you think?
Well, I think grief is a really complicated thing, and it's not the same for everybody. And like, losing someone who is a romantic partner, I mean, losing anyone that's close to you, is you never know how you're going to act or what it's going to be like for you. And I think a lot of these things that she's missed have been celebrating really happy moments, and she mm-hmm. might not have the capacity to be that. Like, she might not have the capacity to be happy or be happy for other people, because she's grieving a huge loss. I don't think it makes it right that she's missed all these things, but I'm just saying, like, trying to understand, like, why she would miss these, like, monumental things of her best friend since childhood. Is the only thing I can say is that, like, grief can hit in unexpected ways, and maybe she has anxiety about these big events, and especially a wedding. I imagine that's probably really complicated to navigate her feelings. And sometimes I think sometimes grief makes people feel selfish, but not in a way that's meant to be manipulative or evil or mean. It's just, she might be like, I don't think I can handle watching you get to experience something that I'll never get to experience because my person's gone.
Maybe the conversation, though, is like you said, it's like, is allow that to be her answer. Like, give her the opportunity to say, hey, like, maybe this is what you're going through. I don't know. I just want you to know how much I love you and I care about you. And if this is something that you're going through, like, know that you can talk to me about it, because I miss you and I miss our friendship. And that's a good point. Yeah.
I think it's having a conversation and saying, like, you know, this is really hard to hear that you're not going to be at this huge day. I know that it's probably really complicated for you and through your loss, but I love you. I want to be there for you, like, if you can let me.
I agree.
So, yeah, I would just have a conversation and say how you feel, and also let her know that you're there for her. And you know that life has moved on and it's hard.
And maybe, like, obviously it's been a long time and she hasn't obviously given Anonymous, like, sort of that conversation that she's been needing. But I always say this, like, just give grace when you can, mm-hmm. because you never know, obviously, what that person's going through. And it probably has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Give grace, be patient, be there if you can.
That's really hard. I'm really sorry for everybody involved. It sounds complicated. Okay, this is from Bianca. I know in previous podcasts, Becca shared she was going to couples counseling. If she's willing to share, I want to get some more insights on what got both of you to the point of going. Like, when do you determine a relationship is worth fighting for to go to counseling? Some backstory. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years, and we both come from backgrounds where counseling in general is not talked about enough. I started to attend individual counseling to better myself, and I think I'm at the point of exploring if couples counseling is our next solution to saving our relationship. We have problems with communicating and hearing each other out, and we are both very stubborn people and can't seem to come to a compromising arguments. I know I've talked about this with you, JoJo, but Haley and I, from the moment we met, realized we are very different people. We argue differently, we communicate differently, and it just got to a point where it felt the same. Like, are we ever going to get to a place where we can do this in a healthy and productive way? And I think actually Haley suggested like couples therapy. In my mind, I was like, that sounds like doomsday. Like, that sounds like if we're going to couples therapy, that's the beginning of the end. And it has been the greatest thing to happen, not only to our relationship, but to every relationship I have, like with my friends, my family, everybody, because it's helped me learn how to communicate, like my family, not my family, helped me to communicate my needs, how I'm feeling. And so I think that it can be such a beautiful thing. And also, like, sometimes maybe you go to couples therapy and you can't work it out. And that's just like, hey, we've done everything, you know, mm-hmm. like that at least will give you a sense of feeling like you gave it your all. But yeah, I think there's like a weird stigma around it. I had that stigma, so I say that from experience, where it feels like, oh no, like we're going to couples counseling, that's not good. But it really has just helped us both, like as individuals and as a couple.
That's what I was gonna say, because like I've only done couples therapy once, and it was with a former boyfriend, which was a horrible relationship. Like, mm-hmm. this person was not who I was gonna be with. Like, mm-hmm. that was doomsday. That should have been like, however, you know, when you said that, like the communication thing, I think no matter what, whether you, argue, don't argue, have problems, everyone is so different, right? Like, you communicate differently, you feel things differently. And the one thing that you said, Becca, is like, you guys go to couples therapy together, but you also do individual sessions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is something, and I've even talked to Jordan about this, just because like, we also handle stress differently. So whether that means like he keeps it to himself or I keep mine to myself, and whether or not we realize it, sometimes that can come out in relationships, and it has nothing to do with you or with him or with y'all, or with, I'm talking about in your relationship.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like talking to somebody about how you can better handle your stress, better handle conversations, communication. And I like the idea of couples therapy. I mean, in general, I don't think it has to be a last resort. Like, I think,
I think
Jordan and I have talked about this. Like, we want to do that just because I think it's proactive. It's, mm-hmm. it's how you create, I think, a stronger relationship. We still haven't done that because we don't feel like there's this, like, I feel like there's so much has been going on and there's not this sense of urgency, like, oh, we're having trouble, so we need to go to couple therapy. But I hear how much it's helped you and Haley. And I've used that as an example of like, oh, this would be really good because they give you different exercises and different things or different ways to look at things and how to process your own emotions so that you can be like the best version of yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I even think it's like, there's times where Haley and I, we're great. And like, we go to couples therapy and it's, we don't really have anything to talk about, but we get to reestablish like, what was something that you appreciated about each other this week? And just like little check-ins that.
I love that.
They're like small, but they add up and they make such a difference. So I say, if he's willing to do it, sometimes that's the hard part. If both parties aren't willing to do it, you can't force somebody. But I think just letting him know that you want to kind of have the best relationship that y'all can have and have a healthy relationship. And I fully support it. So,
and to be honest, like, if that's something that Bianca wants to do, she wants to do, having a partner that supports in that obviously means that they want it just as badly. So I think that that's, you know, it's a good thing to bring it up and see how he responds.
Yeah, if he like freaks out and is like,
yeah, then I mean,
absolutely
like,
absolutely not, then that's something to consider.
Yeah, might be a sign.
I felt like we gave excellent advice. I don't know if we did anything helpful, but we gave it our all. I really feel like that.
So. I was trying to like follow. I'm more of a visual reader. Like, I have to read things to fully understand the situation. So I hope I didn't miss anything, but just be you.
That's the final advice. Just be you.
Be you. Be happy.
Oh, wait, have you been tempted, or has anyone tried to convince you to download the app Be Real? Have you heard of this?
What is that?
Okay, so it's just another app where basically you get a notification and it's like, like you have to take a picture of whatever you're doing.
Okay.
But it takes a photo of what you're looking at, and then it also snaps a photo of your face, which I did not know the first time. So that was a shocker.
What if you're on the toilet?
You send it. I personally don't get it. It stresses me out. I get the notification and it like gives me anxiety. So like I don't find it like enjoyable for me personally, but it just made me laugh when you said be you. I was going to say be real.
Yeah, we could just eliminate that from the advice. I think we did give great advice up until that point. So
I think that's great advice. My new motto is if I want to do something, I'm not going to not do it because I'm worried about what other people are going to think.
That's great advice. And it's also something that's hard to do. So
it's very hard. Yeah.
For us, like, especially.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not good at that. Okay. I love you so much. Thanks for scrubbing in.
I just loved scrubbing in with you, and I love you, and I love everyone listening, and hopefully I'll be back on a later date.
That's right. We'll see you soon, everybody. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Mwah.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.